USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. How did the meeting between President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin go? Tennessee Republican Bob Corker, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, puts it bluntly.
The president's comments made us look as a nation more like a pushover.
Republican Jeff Flake of Arizona was even more blunt.
I thought it was shameful, and I never thought I'd see an American president throw the intelligence community under the bus like that and agree with a dictator, authoritarian like he did. So it's not a good day for the country.
Former Obama CIA Director John Brennan says the press conference was nothing short of treasonous. Mr. Trump chose Putin's denial over the assessment of U.S. intelligence agencies by saying he doesn't see any reason why Russia would interfere in U.S. elections. Coming to the president's defense, Senator Rand Paul tells ABC it's okay to be civil on the world stage. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
After more than 2 months of eruptions from Kilauea Volcano, lava bombs are still sending giant rocks into the air. Hawaii Fire Battalion Chief Matthias Kush says one has injured several people on a tour boat.
Primarily soft tissue injuries. There was one obvious femur fracture.
Since May, the volcano has destroyed more than 700 homes. In El Paso, Texas, there are two immigrant families separated from their children by a mere few blocks. Yet Taylor Levy at Annunciation House says they still remain apart.
We have children who are 10 blocks away, who we keep speaking out to the press, who have done everything they've requested from us, plus dozens and dozens of calls.
She says it should have been an easy process. More than 30 years after an 8-year-old was raped and killed in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the alleged killer is now charged with murder, thanks to advances in genealogy and DNA technology.
The people of Fort Wayne and all over the United States, we never forgot about April. We've always cared about her and what happened to her, and we always prayed for the day that this person would be caught.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is launching an investigation to determine if White House senior advisor Jared Kushner's family real estate company harassed tenants at a Brooklyn waterfront property so that they would leave their rent-stabilized apartments. Housing Rights Initiative Director Aaron Carr.
Kushner Company created a living situation that was so intolerable and so unlivable that a myriad of tenants simply gave up their rights for the sake of their sanity and their safety. And their apartments were subsequently converted into luxury condominiums.
The announcement by the Democratic governor comes after tenants at the Austin Nichols House on Kent Avenue in Williamsburg filed a lawsuit and said the company started major construction that released dangerous toxins in the air. They charged that the building was unlivable for tenants. One of professional wrestling's most well-known figures is making a comeback, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Hulk Hogan's suspension lifted by the WWE, and he's headed back to the WWE Hall of Fame as well. Hogan had been kicked out in 2015 after a leaked conversation revealed him using a racial slur. In a statement, the WWE now says Hogan's numerous apologies and his work with kids have earned him a second chance. It means he could be back on television very, very soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Forbes has released its list of the world's highest paid celebrities. Floyd Mayweather at the top of the list, followed by George Clooney, Kylie Jenner, Judy Shendlin, Dwayne Rock Johnson, U2, and Coldplay. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.